Welcome to the ULM Forum on KEDM Public Radio. I'm Jay Curtis. Suicide is never an easy subject to talk about. For those dealing with the loss of a loved one from suicide, it can be even harder. In recognition of National Survivors of Suicide Day tomorrow, the University of Louisiana at Monroe hosted an event this morning to increase awareness of suicide and to offer support. Peggy Buffington joins me now. She's the project director of ULM Helps, or Helping Educators and Learners Prevent Suicide. Why the recognition of National Survivors of Suicide Day today here on the ULM campus?
The suicide survivors are the parents, the family, teachers, anyone who was close to that person, and to recognize that they are still hurting, that they're still needing attention, draws, we hope, the attention of the community to not forget those people and to remember that they still need us. It's one of the reasons that we held our event. Another was to bring awareness that suicide is still prevalent in our community, in our country, and it is something that is preventable if we work at it. And we wanted to show that there are lots of ways to reduce stress, there are lots of ways to seek help, and there's lots of help out there. All they have to do is reach out and ask.
And that's really a part of what it is that your office does, is being able to offer that help and being able to do training too.
Yes. Our function actually here on campus is to provide training for students, staff, and faculty. We also, of course, provide therapy at the Marriage and Family Therapy Clinic, where this program is housed. We want people to come out for the training because it will help them as people, students, friends approach them to know how to talk with them about this serious issue.
What kind of feedback have you had from the university community and from people who've been through training?
Once people have been through training, they're always amazed because they thought it would be something else. They thought it would be scary. Suicide is still such a taboo subject in our country and in our community that they aren't sure what's going to happen in training. But once they get there and they find out that it's simply that they're being taught a method that will help them and help people that they may come in contact with, they relax. And I've had people tell me, I didn't think I would have fun at a suicide prevention training. And we did. We had a good time and we learned a lot. So I've had mostly really great feedback.
I know it's a formal training, but can you tell us a little bit about the method that you do use in training people to deal with people who might be considering suicide?
Yes, it's called QPR. And those letters stand for question, persuade, refer. What we train people to do in about an hour to an hour and 15 minutes is to simply learn how to ask directly if someone is talking about suicide, if they make some kind of veiled threat or indirect threat. They are taught to question them exactly and then to persuade them to live, to stay with that person until help arrives, and to talk to the person, give them hope, try to encourage them. And then the referral part comes by, if they're off campus, of course, they can call 911. So referral simply means either calling medical help or there are lots of ways that they can offer help. One of the things that I stress in the training is that by no means do we expect people who are confronted with this to be trained mental health professionals. All we're trying to do is to get them to talk to the person in a reasonable way so that the person can stay alive until help is gotten to them.
I think one of the most important parts of the event from this morning here on the ULM campus was signing a memorandum of understanding with the Ouachita Parish School System. What does that entail?
The memorandum of understanding between Ouachita Parish and ULM will actually be me going out and doing training with the Ouachita Parish teachers. We're starting with the junior high, and we've already done some training with them, and we'll be moving on doing all the junior highs and then moving down into elementary school. We want to train the adults in children's lives before we start trying to talk to the children about what to do if a friend talks about suicide or if they are feeling suicidal, because if the adults are not trained in what to do and what to say to them, it's not going to be very helpful if they come to that adult and they don't know what to do.
So, and with the recent rash of suicides in the last year and a half or so in the parish school system, just here locally, how important is that going to be for teachers when presented with one of these situations?
I think it'll be invaluable because knowing how to react, and having practiced it, having material that you can read and reread to help you understand what to say, what to do. Just like anything else, it's a learned procedure. And if we can get enough adults trained to know how to handle this, that when they are confronted with it, they can stop it or at least try to. Because we can never guarantee that someone is not going to complete the act of suicide. We can't make any guarantees like that. But we can, for the most part, try to keep everybody that wants to be kept alive alive.
So you mentioned training the adults in children's lives before training the children. What kinds of differences are there, or what kinds of plans are there to be training children somewhere down the road?
Right now, there's no talk about it with me. Now, they may have something in progress with something, some other organization or some other person. But at this point, the job of training the teachers and possibly parents is such a big job right now that it'll be a while before we're ready to move to children.
Coming up this weekend, as part of National Survivors of Suicide Day, that's tomorrow. There was the event this morning, but there's also another big event coming up this weekend on Sunday. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, Washoe Parish Schools is sponsoring the Hope Now rally at West Monroe Stadium, and it's going to be a big event. The churches in the area have come together with Washoe Parish to put this event on, and I think a lot of people are going to be touched.
Peggy Buffington is the project director for ULM Helps. Peggy, if there's someone who's heard something this afternoon who'd like to get some more information, what would they do?
They could call my office at 342-1335 or email me at buffington@ulm.edu.
Peggy Buffington, thanks so much for talking with us today.
Thank you.